Now, we've certainly come a long way almost 2 years ago when both you and I sitting and worrying about where the next drop of water is going to come from. Hey, the world looking at us. Front pages of the New York Times talking about the world's first major city could be running out of water. Well, things have changed also slightly. You would have experienced lots of rain over the last couple of months. But what has this done for our dams in the Western Cape and then in Cape Town? So we need to have a look at those respectively, and you are joined by James Brent Stein. James Stein is the media liaison officer for the Western Cape MEC for Local Government and Environmental Affairs, Anton Bredell. James, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Kino.
You sound chirpy like the dams.
Yes. It's a much better story to tell. Thank you.
So let's look at it. Obviously, Western Cape dams, and then we also look at the Cape Town dams in particular. So what does that picture look like thus far?
So about 2 years ago, 2017, that's kind of when we were heading into the crisis. January 2018, the talks of day zero hitting the city kind of really hit home. So 2 years ago, average dam levels were about 29% at this time. Today, as we speak, the average dam level across the Western Cape is 65%. So about three times roughly three times what we were 2 years ago. So massive, massive difference right across the province. St. William Dam is full. They've opened the sluices there. That's up on the west coast, probably the second biggest dam in the province. So that's very good news as well. But the bad news is that in the Karoo interior region of the province, things are still quite serious, largely in the agriculture area. Some farmers still haven't seen a drop of rain. It's as serious as that. But overall, the picture much better than it was.
And we also need to remember that Tierwaterskloof, when we talk about the dam level, it is a mother of a dam. It is quite big. So even if we're talking about 40%, 50%, 60%, we're talking about quite a lot of water in that dam, right?
Tierwaterskloof, 70% at the moment. 70. Now, that is the biggest dam in the province by a country mile. That's the one near Verliesdorp. So just over the Franschhoek Pass, you'll see that massive dam. That dam was really below 10% and dropping fast in January, February 2018. So a massive, massive turnaround. We've been really quite blessed by the rain that we've seen this season.
And if one looks at the dams that service the Cape Town metropole in particular, what are those looking like?
Yeah, even better. That's the really great story to tell. Tierwaterskloof is also one of the major sources of water for the city of Cape Town. So the dams feeding the city of Cape Town with water, the average level is just above 80%. So it's even a better picture than what the rest of the province might be. So we're very grateful about that, given that so many people, by far the bulk of the city, the province's population resides in the city. So also good news.
Wonderful news. We needed good news, I can tell you that much. With all the other news going around, the good news is certainly something to smile about. Now, James,
we just want to urge people though not to stop saving water.
Exactly.
Please continue to use water responsibly. I'm sorry that I'm interrupting you, but it seems like when it's raining, we might take our foot off the pedal. It doesn't seem to be the case yet. And certainly the other point people talk about is water restrictions. Look, those will be reconsidered, I'm sure. Every council decides on the level of water restrictions, but they've got to be prudent and they need to look at what the National Department of Water and Sanitation allocates them. That'll probably happen in November. Then they'll know how much water we have going into the next year, and then restrictions will probably be reconsidered.
Well, exactly. And I think that is the key point, and that was going to be my final question. If one looks at the water restrictions that are currently in place, level 3 in the city of Cape Town, some you saying, well, that might be revised. I don't know if they should revise it. Maybe they should keep it there, because as you drop these restrictions, you also create the perception that it's okay to use more. And I think it's a very delicate balance.
It is, but people have been, especially in the city of Cape Town, people have been coming to the party. We haven't seen use rocket up yet, but certainly we'd want to, it's something that the city would need to consider. On the other hand, we want to give back to the people as well. So, I don't speak on behalf of the city, but I would imagine that's what they're thinking is that if you drop the levels, the cost of water drops as well. So you're going to have a bit more cash in your pocket, and that's one of the big things that the city would be considering when when they do decide, and if they do decide, to drop levels a bit further. They have, as you said, dropped it to level 3. It was at a level 5B. So the lower it goes, the cheaper water gets as well. But it is important to remember we need to allow the entire system to recover, and we have to try to keep people to understand just to use water sparingly.
Anyway, thanks for sharing the great news. James Stein there, Media Liaison Officer for Anton Bredell, happens to be the Western Cape MEC for Local Government and Environmental Affairs.